Welcome to this week's edition of the MoneyWeb SME Corner. Today we speak to Laduma Ngokolo of the Maxhosa by Laduma brand. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
More a pleasure for us. Talk to us about your brand. Where did it all begin?
It all began at the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University. That's where I started the first initial concept behind the brand, which is the heritage story, basically. I was trying to come up with a design concept of knitwear that would be suitable for Xhosa initiates.
Right.
And then fast forward, I started officially in 2012 and came up with a ladies collection as well as part of the brand.
Knitwear, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Why knitwear only?
I think knitwear has a niche gap in South Africa, hence I decided to focus and specialize in it. I thought that I knew it the best because I grew up making knitwear since I was 16.
Wow.
My late mother taught me how to make knitwear, and I did a four-year degree on textile design, but specializing in knitwear. So I had a competitive advantage and a career to build on that as well.
That's interesting, having to study your craft.
Yeah.
A lot of people may think, well, he woke up and started making these and it's tribalistic.
Yeah.
Tell us about the importance of having to study your craft before you can venture out into the world.
I think it's very important, the fact that you can be a master in your craft, backed up with the education information. Actually, I even extended my knowledge after 3 years I started my brand. I did a master's course at St. Martin's in London.
Wow.
So that I can focus on other things that are coming in the future as well.
Mm.
I think education in general is important. You know, the partners that I work with within my business are also quite well educated as well.
Do you find that it prepared you for the business world, though?
It did to some extent. After I graduated, I had to learn a lot of things. Fashion is about 90% communication, 10% design. And so I didn't know much about finance, about marketing, about PR and HR. I had to learn all of that over a space of a year.
Yeah.
And I had mentors that looked after me as well. So I think that part of the business is more important.
Take us into your confidence. Who are your mentors and what do they bring to you and your brand?
I have people like Utebi Galafink, some of my mentors, Marianne Fazla, people that mentor here locally. My customer, Hanelly Rupert, also mentors me when I was living in London.
Yeah.
They've got special insight that they specialize in their own field and have special insight to contribute to myself. And I valued their information. And also, listening actually is also a very good part of the business, because if you don't listen to your mentors, you can often make mistakes that they would have known better because they've gone through those mistakes themselves.
So true. Now discuss with us the fame. Huge attraction that you have received in South Africa. What does that mean for you?
For me, it has meant a lot. I didn't push it. To this day, I haven't had a PR company that represents me as a publicist.
Yeah.
Basically, I believe that being authentic and keeping it real is important.
Mm-hmm.
And people are attracted to that more than myself.
Right.
As Laduma, they are attracted to seeing an utopian scenario of what African fashion could be.
Right.
So I came with that in the industry, and that is what people wanted and have been waiting for. So it has helped me elevate and create awareness of my work without me pushing it.
Right. Is that the same, though, overseas? Mm.
The same case overseas as well. I got fortunate enough to be invited to conferences and fashion shows to speak and showcase my work.
Mm-hmm.
Through those platforms, I got an opportunity to connect with my clientele's hearts.
Right.
Because if I didn't explain what I was doing, it would have been just another African designer coming up with African prints that wants to sell in the European and US market.
Right. In future, what can we expect from you, sir?
There's quite a lot that I'm doing at the moment, working on the project with MoMA, which is the biggest design museum in the world.
All right.
We'll be launching a project which will be on an exhibition in November until January 2018. Besides that, generally, I've been living in Johannesburg to grow my brand within South Africa. There's still a lot of cities where I don't have presence in. Technically, the ultimate dream is to have a lifestyle brand that can be translated into various other products as well.
How then would you advise a young man or woman out there thinking, I would like to reach that landscape in terms of international reach?
I'd say, as we mentioned, education adds a good value. I think that's about 60% of what one needs. And also hard work. A lot of people are educated out there, but they don't have the hard work and effort to put into what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I think a combination of those two makes a good recipe that cannot be stopped by any form of barriers.
So true. Lastly, where do people find your product? We know that you're not in every city.
They can generally find it online through makhosa.co.za. We have customers from all over the world that buy from there. And we've got a store here in Johannesburg, Makhosa by La Duma at the Newtown Junction Mall.
All right.
And at Luminance, Hyde Park, Sandton, and
Victoria. Fancy.
And merchants on Long down in Cape Town.
And your pricing?
My pricing is very reasonable.
Even for Luminance?
For what we offer, super reasonable. We aim to give our customers more than benefits that they're going to get from our products. So our pricing is about 200 rand for socks and 3,500 average for a jersey.
It's worth investing in such a beautiful product. Thank you so much for your company.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was La Duma Ngokolo of the brand Makhosa by La Duma in this week's MoneyWeb SME Corner.